Mad Marv's Notebook for August 24th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So, Endcalf, I was listening to your latest Dog Days episode, and I forget what letter it was, but I know one of the things that was on your podcast was a concept of a waiting on. You're waiting for inputs from someone else to get, to do the next task in your to-do list. And it just reminded me yet again of another thing in from Manager Tools, and maybe you could put this in the list for your list of O's. So concept is owning the inputs, and I'm going to put a link to the podcast from Manager Tools in whatever show notes I have here. But the way they phrase it is how to deal with a direct who's always late, and they blame others because they don't own the inputs on their tasks or on their projects. And owning the inputs means that instead of putting, it's your whole concept of waiting for, you can't be waiting for, you have to take action and send reminders and work around things if things, you know, fall through the cracks, you know, balls get dropped, etc. Owning the inputs, that's what you need to do to get the job done, even if you're technically waiting for someone else to take action. So that was, for whatever reason, that was the one thing I remembered out of that whole podcast. But I think it's something you're going to find useful, because the way you've been going through your study, I know you're taking a lot of inputs out of ChatGPT, and they're just brainstorming letters and associating words with them. But it's coming from a point where you're trying to come up with a dictionary or just a word list, but not really trying to string them all together into a plan. I remember earlier, maybe it was that podcast, or I know you talked earlier about the Drucker time management analysis. And another lesson I learned is that, yeah, there's no managing of time per se. You can only manage your priorities. Therefore, there comes times when you have to choose when something gets dropped or delegated to the floor. You know, if something is not a big ball, you know, in terms of if it's a small ball, if the consequences of failure are negligible or easily mitigated, you should probably push that off of your to-do list and keep all of the important stuff on your active to-do list. And then prioritize your projects and your tasks appropriately. And part of that is making sure that everything that goes into a task on your list gets done, even if it's not supposed to be done by yourself. Anyway, I think that one thing is something you might want to look into. Anyway, enough for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.